It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. April 7th. 1959, the first radar signal was bounced off the sun from Stanford, California. 1964, IBM announced the IBM System 360 mainframe computer. This became a family of machines that would bring all businesses into the age of computing. 1966, Jimmy Wales, the founder of Wikipedia, was born. 1969, the Internet's symbolic birth date with the publication of RFC 1. 1975, Altair's BASIC Up and Running declares the headline of the first edition of the MITS computer notes. 1983, the oldest human skeleton, aged at 80,000 years, was discovered in Egypt. In 1986, Sinclair sells computing business to rival Amstrad for £5 million. And in 1997, Howard Stern's radio show premieres in Fort Myers, Florida. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2004, IBM acquires the back office services company Daksh, a company based out of India, for $150 to $200 million. 2005, Computer Associates Internal Incorporated agreed to plunk down $333 million to buy Concord Communications, a contender in the market for network service management software. Also in 2005, Charles Sturgios was sentenced in U.S. District Court to more than 6 years in prison for perpetrating an extensive internet fraud scheme, according to U.S. attorney officials in Maine. He was ordered to pay nearly $118,000 in restitution. And AOL turned on the switch to their voice over IP service. You could get a plan starting at $13.99 a month. 2006, Sun laid off 7% of their scalable system group workforce. 2008, AMD announced that it would cut up to 10% of their workforce. Intel launched the Atom processor, codenamed Silverthorn. It's an Atom Z single processor on a 45-nanometer die running at 800 megahertz. And Yahoo announced that it would nix its June 10th shareholder meeting because of the Microsoft-Yahoo issues. They had it later in August. 2009, GM and Segway work on a partnership to create a two-wheel vehicle for a city commute. AOL launched a new webmail beta infused with Microsoft Silverlight. Also in 2009, Kindle owners stage a protest of the up to $10 ebook prices, and the Pentagon announced their cyber attack cleanup initiative would cost taxpayers about $100 million. And in 2014, Twitter acquired Covert Lock Screen app. It's an alternative to the lock screen interface Android offers. Seagate launched the Enterprise Capacity 3.5 hard drive, the fastest 6-terabyte hard drive available for $450. And a bug within OpenSSL called the Heartbleed had been vulnerable since 2011. A patch was finally launched on this day. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.